I think there's no question that connectivity in general has created both prosperity, wealth, helped education and learning, and, you know, in the poorest as well as the richest countries. I think that the theme of the ITU, to accelerate it, probably needs a little bit of a parenthesis after the word accelerate, to accelerate where normal market forces might not ordinarily accelerate. Because if you look at the landscape globally, the absence of connectivity is noticeably in poor countries and rural parts of richer countries. It's a natural fallout of market forces and what would make sense to develop as a business. And my thesis, which is what I came to this meeting to present, is to consider telecommunications as part of civil society, not just a corporate opportunity.
What's the most important advice that you would give as a mentor to budding ICT entrepreneurs?
Well, I've been involved with the startup economy for many years. I've funded over 60 startups personally, so I've been deeply involved with that. I give slightly different advice today, because I think the startup economy has perhaps gone a little too far and is sucking a lot of the talent out, and you are getting the quick turns, the app, the this and that, and the percentage of students that go on to work on really hard, really long-term problems has gone down. And there's a deficit today for those that want to work on hard problems. So I'm actually pushing a little bit the other way, asking people to join civic society, to do NGOs, to address big problems, whether it's ITU-type problems, whether it's fusion, whether it's, you know, eliminating poverty. I mean, there are many things you could do that are part of global civic society that aren't just a startup or a small company.
What's your main message to participants here at ITU Telecom World?
Connectivity shouldn't be just affordable. It should be free. And it's not as if making more and more and more affordable gets you closer to free. There's a real jump in belief. And the analogy I use is, if I came to you and you're a head of state and I say, I will provide education for all of your children, kindergarten through 12th grade, but it's going to be private education. And you say, no, that can't be. I can't let you do that. So that's okay, I have another idea. I'm going to charge half the children twice as much and give it free to the other half. You say, well, that's not quite right either. And then I say, well, I'm going to lower the price. And I think, in the end, obviously price matters, whether it's being paid through taxes and government or whether it's being paid. Of course, the prices must come down as much as possible. But there is a point where something flips. And even if you don't call it a human right, which I happen to, at least it's a civic responsibility. And one thing about civics and human rights is they're free. And people have said loosely they think that connectivity should be a human right, access to the internet is a human right, but they say that and they don't really realize that all human rights are free. And so you have to make that leap and believe, is it really part of our essence? And I think it is.